Hello
Hello.
there, Latanya.
This is her.
Hi there, Latanya. My name is Marty. I'm calling in regards to the Depo Provera lawsuit on a recorded line. How are you today?
I'm okay.
Well, good. I'm glad to hear that. And have you found an attorney yet to help you file a claim for that?
No.
Okay. And then, would you like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the Depo Provera lawsuit?
Yes.
Okay. Were you diagnosed with a meningioma after taking Depo-Provera for at least a year?
Yes.
Oh gosh, I'm sorry to hear that. And we are you I'm guessing you're filing this claim on behalf of yourself, right?
Yes.
Okay. I'm going to ask you the same question in a different manner. Are you willing to affirm under penalty that you've not sought legal representation or advice from any other law firm or attorney for this specific matter or signed documents with another law firm?
That's correct. I haven't.
Thank you so much. You answered that perfectly. Thank you. And then you are a resident of the United States, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Do you mind if I ask you what your date of diagnosis was?
The diagnosis date,
To the best of your knowledge, to the best of your knowledge.
to April 2005.
Okay. It's by April 2005.
When I started with the Depo Provera, is that what you're asking?
Okay, so you started taking Depo-Provera, the usage start date was around April of 2005. Okay. And then about when did you stop taking Depo-Provera?
I stopped, let's see. About September 2006.
Okay. So about September of 2006, huh? Okay. And then, so for your meningioma, do you remember when you were diagnosed with that?
The diagnosed date, was it October? Think it was like October 2006.
Okay, so diagnosed in October of 2006 with the meningioma.
Yes.
Okay, sorry to hear about that. Okay. And then what is your date of birth?
11/6/70.
Okay. Do you know anyone else that was injured by the Depo-Provera shot?
No, not that I don't know.
Well, thank goodness. I know it's tough. It was pretty common too, for birth control there. So glad to hear that. And then, did you consume the or use right the name brand injectable contraceptive of Depo-Provera?
That I what now? I'm sorry. Did I use the injectable what now?
Oh, no, you're fine. You're fine. Yeah, don't be afraid to ask me questions or make me repeat anything. I'm more than happy to help you. So did you consume the name brand injectable contraceptive Depo-Provera, right? So like you knew it as Depo-Provera when you were injected as that was what you were injected with, right? Okay. Okay, perfect. And then, did you use Depo-Provera for at least 1 year?
Yes, I did.
Okay. And so within that 1 year, can you just confirm that you had at least four shots, four injections, prior to your diag sorry, prior to your diagnosis?
Yes, I did
Okay.
because I was getting them like every 3 months, about a year.
Absolutely. Absolutely. That's exactly how it is. Thank you. Sorry to cough. I apologize there. It's December, so the cold's going around. But thank you. And then, did you use Depo-Provera between January 1st, 1992 to the present date? Which I believe you already told me. Your start date was 2005. Your stop date was 2006. So, I'll just ask you the question again. Sorry. I'm going a little out of order there.
Yeah, because
So, yeah.
not
So, did you use Depo-Provera between January 1st, 1992 to now, the present date?
yeah.
Okay, thank you. I know some of these are worded a little funky, so thank you. And then I have yours start date was April 1st of 2005 to September 1st of 2006, to the best of your knowledge, right? Okay. And then your main injury or medical issue was meningioma.
Yeah.
Okay. And then will you just please confirm your gender for me?
Email.
Thank you so much. And then I'm going to go ahead and spell your name for you, make sure that I have it down here correctly, okay?
Okay.
Okay. So I have Latonya, Latonia, right?
Yeah.
All right, perfect. And then Washington, like the state, Washington.
Yeah.
Thank you very much. All right, and then what is your social?
Is that necessary? Is that
You know
required?
what? Actually, if you don't feel comfortable giving that to you, you can give it to the attorneys. I would just need your last
Okay.
four, though. Your last four, though.
Okay. I give you the last four, 0735.
0735. Okay. Perfect. Yeah, I completely understand. And then your email I have is T as in Tango, E as in Echo, E as in Echo, H as in Hotel, A as in Alpha, W as in Washington, A as in Alpha, T as in Tango, H as in Hotel, A as in Alpha at gmail.com.
Yes.
Okay, perfect. And then I'll just, without all the extra stuff, it's TeeHawAtha, right?
Yes.
Excellent. And then for your telephone number, it came through as. Perfect. Okay, so we're on it right now. I imagine it's right. 404-859-0207. Is that right?
Yes.
Is that a mobile number?
It is.
Okay, and then can I have your address, please?
478 Commerce Downs Way, Jonesboro.
Can you spell that? I'm so sorry.
Thomas, Thomas Downs, Downs, Way, Way.
Perfect. Okay. Yeah, my phone was just, playing tricks on me. Now it's good. I'm going to
Okay.
read that back to you to make sure that I have it accurately, okay? Since you went through the trouble of telling me. Okay. So I have 478 Thomas with a Thomas Downs, Downs, Way, Jonesboro, Jonesboro, Georgia, 30238, correct?
Yes.
Okay, excellent. And then, do you remember the name of your doctor that diagnosed you?
Oh yeah, Dr. Ray. Like Wray, Dr. Ray.
Perfect, perfect, Dr. Ray. Yeah, do you remember the name of the facility? The hospital?
The Piedmont over there on Peachtree, in Atlanta.
Okay, Piedmont on Pete Street in Atlanta.
Yes. I have to look up the physical,
Okay.
some of the physical, but I do know it was on Peachtree. The Piedmont. Because, you know, they got several. One.
Okay, and it's going to take me a moment. I'm going to try to help as much as I can. I'm going to do my best. In California, I'm guessing Piedmont, Piedmont, right?
Uh-huh.
And Peed Street is Pied Street?
Peach tree, P-E-A-C-H, like the peach.
Oh, peach, like a Georgia peach.
Yeah, peach
Oh,
tree.
My goodness. Peach tree. Like Peachtree
uh-huh.
City. Okay, but in Piedmont.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
I know a little bit about that area. I had a buddy from that area. Okay. Let's see. Piedmont Metro Atlanta Hospital, or is it someone else somewhere else? Let's see.
It's just Piedmont Atlanta.
Piedmont Atlanta Hospital?
Uh-huh.
Okay, I think I'm getting closer. Okay. Okay, so there's Piedmont, Atlanta, and that's over at, let's see, 1968 Peachtree Road, Northwest, Atlanta, Georgia, 30309, or is that a different one?
I think that may be that. Yeah, I think that may be it.
Piedmont, Atlanta sounds like it might be the one, though, huh?
Piedmont, Atlanta on Peachtree.
Yeah. Big old building.
Yeah, it's a big facility.
Like almost like kind of like big and blue, a lot of windows.
Uh-huh.
Okay, but, I think we're in the right area there.
Yeah, right off the interstate.
You know what? Actually, I might be able to check that out too. If you know where it is, I think we can figure that one out easily. Let's see. Oh, sorry, one second. Sorry, it's just taking me a moment. I apologize there.
But the address is 1968. Peachtree Road, Northwest Atlanta.
That's exactly what I got. That is perfect. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Do you have the phone number? If not, I have one for that hospital.
I don't have a phone number right now.
Okay. It was 404-605-5000. That sounds about right, though, right?
Okay. Yep.
Okay, perfect. Thank you for going through that. It shouldn't be too hard. This is the hardest part, luckily. And then, is it Stephen D. Ray, the neurosurgeon?
Yes.
Okay. And that's Steven D. Ray. And that's over at a, yeah, perfect. Perfect. Over there at Atlanta Hospital. Okay. Give me one second. And don't worry, at the end, I'm going to summarize everything to make sure that we didn't graze by anything. Okay. And then, did you ever have any prior cancer diagnoses before the meningioma?
No.
Okay. Was your diagnosing doctor, Stephen, Dr. Ray, right? Was that the same as your treating doctor?
Yes.
Okay, so he diagnosed you and treated you. Okay. Well, that's definitely nice when you have the same doctor treating you that you do that diagnosed you, you know? Especially in that horrible situation there. Okay. Do you know who prescribed you the Depo-Provera? Do you remember the prescribing doctor's name?
I really don't. I'm sorry. I don't remember the name.
You're fine. Don't worry about that. Do you remember the where you got the shot? Like what the pharmacy was where you got the shot or anything like that?
It's been so long ago. I can't remember the pharmacy. No, because you would get it at the I don't know, I'm not sure if I went to the clinic. No.
What clinic you sat? You don't remember like where they're actually administering. It was a long time ago, huh? It
Well,
was like 20 years ago.
it
Well, less. It was about 18 minutes. 17, 18. Okay. Do you, and then do you have medical records, or can you get a hold of them if needed since you have the name of the hospital and everything? Okay.
Yes, I
And
can
if,
contact
okay,
the
good. And if they were to ask you for them, what would be the best way to send them, mail, electronically, or both?
let's
Or
see.
either, I mean.
If it can come email and come to the email, or if it can come to the mail,
Okay,
physical mail.
so either one. Okay, we'll just put both. If you need to specify, then you always can. Okay. And then
Okay.
I'm going to read you a quick script. So I'm going to sound a little robotic, but we request an emergency contact number in case something unfortunate happens to you, ensuring that we can continue your case to your loved ones. Typically, we only contact your emergency contact if we're able to reach you for an extended period of time. This precaution helps prevent disruptions in your case. And we found it necessary in the unfortunate instances where clients have become unresponsive. Do you have an emergency contact that you can list? Sorry to cough.
Yes.
Okay, and then do they live with you or do they live elsewhere?
No, with me.
Okay, and then what is the name of the emergency contact?
Al McCutcheon.
Okay, AL. And then last name?
MC CHUTEN.
Did you say CHUTHEN?
An MC
Mm-hmm.
CHEUTEN.
Oh, okay. I'm so sorry. I got that time, I think. I'm gonna spell it though, phonetically to make sure that I didn't hear one letter as another, okay? So I have Al, AL, space, and then M, C, for Mick, and then is it C as in Charlie, H as in hotel, E as in echo, U as in umbrella? And then, sorry, you know what I
T
think? Sorry.
E
It cut off. I'm so sorry.
Okay.
So CHEU, and then did you say T
Yes.
E-N?
EN, yes.
Okay, CHEUTEN.
Yes.
Thank you. I'm so sorry. And I'm going to do it one more time. I know it's annoying, but just to make sure everything's all good. So ALMCCHEUTEN.
Yes.
Thank you so much. I appreciate your patience there. What's the best number?
470-269-1906.
Thank you so much. Okay. And then the relationship to you for your emergency contact?
He's my boyfriend.
Okay, great.
Man friend.
That's great. That's great. And then what is the best email for him? If not, we can just say if he has access to yours in case of an emergency, we can put yours.
Yeah, put mine because I don't know his. I have to call him and get his.
You're fine. And that's T-E-E, sorry, T-E-E-H-A-W-A-T-H-A, right?
Yes.
Okay, great. Give me one moment. Yeah, no, it's rare that I would talk to my significant other via email. That's a hard one. And whichever one she has, I don't know, there's more than one. And then what is the best address? Or, oh no, you said lives with you. Perfect.
Yeah, we live together. You use the same address.
Perfect. Give me one second, sorry. I'll make sure it copied over right. 478 Thomas, Thomas, Downs Way, Jonesboro, Georgia, 30238. Okay.
Yeah.
Perfect. Everything looks good. Give me one second. I'm gonna go over it with you real quickly. Okay, and then I'm going to actually just check on one thing, which is for prescribing doctor. Let me see if we actually need that to be different. If not, we can just go ahead and kind of copy the other one over and then rely on the medical records. Do you mind if I just put you on a brief hold?
Okay.
Thank you. I'll be right back. It won't be long. Okay. Thank you.
Okay.